You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Brittany Giroli here with Orioles pitcher Brad Brock. Brad, coming off of last year, you look at everyone that the team has managed to retain and all of the new additions, and especially that bullpen. You kind of like where things are headed right now?
Yeah, definitely. I think them being able to bring Darren back and pretty much keep the same team intact, I think, is awesome. Last year, it just kind of seemed like there was some uncertainty, like, hanging over the team's head the whole time. Like, I think guys were kind of concerned about where they might be the next year. Come trade deadline, if not winning, where they might be. So everybody seems to be a little bit more, thinking about this year as opposed to thinking about what might happen in the big picture. So I think it's awesome that we were able to bring everybody back.
You've played a pretty important role here in this bullpen, and it seems like you've found a lot of consistency since coming to Baltimore in general. I mean, is there one thing you can pinpoint as to what the difference has been?
I think it's just I made a couple of mechanical changes my first year here, and Dave and Dom, they've been great, just kind of putting me out there. That's pretty much it. I'm just getting consistent work. So it's one of those things where I feel comfortable, my mechanics feel good, and, you know, just having consistent work is definitely the biggest thing. That, you know, they've told me that I belong here, and that's just one of the things as a middle reliever coming up. It's kind of tough to, you know, you're send up and down, not necessarily based on performance, but just on needs of the team. And, you know, after I was out of options last year, they were kind of like, you know, this is the year you need to make some strides. So they kind of challenged me, and I love a challenge, so I accepted it, and, you know, it was great.
Do you feel like, you know, having O'Day and Britton and you and just the way the bullpen is, it seems like it's a very tight-knit group of guys.
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. It's, I mean, we all get along real well, and when you spend that much time together, you really have no choice. So it's, but, you know, from the beginning, we've all gotten along real well, and I think having the three of us and adding Mike Givens and Chaz Rowe and all those guys to the back end of the bullpen, it's just been awesome. It's kind of like a machine. It's one guy after another, hand the ball to the next guy and let him do his job.
You mentioned being a middle reliever, but you were used in some later situations last
year.
I mean, do you kind of take that as a, you know, if you continue to do your job well, you're going to be put in more of these high-stakes situations, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. I think I mean, everybody's goal is to be a closer. If you're a reliever in the major leagues, you want to be a closer at some point. So I know, obviously, we have two all-stars in the back, but anytime they need a day off or, you know, if somebody happens to get hurt, I'm more than willing to step back and get some more crucial roles. So I'm hoping to expand my role that way this year. But I just know with the way Buck works the bullpen, it's never really a seventh, eighth inning type bullpen. It's, you know, whoever's available that day, depending on who we're playing, who's coming up, and you just got to be ready any inning from the fifth to the ninth.
Pretty much.
And
so your wife, Janae, is kind of an interesting career path.
And
it's not often we get to talk about wives, but can you kind of update us a little bit on what she does and maybe some of the stuff in the works?
Yeah, she's an aspiring singer-songwriter, and she's been doing it now, I think, for 7-8 years. And actually, this past winter, she got a chance to go to a real nice recording studio in Nashville and, you know, work with so-called professionals in the studio. And she made 3 songs that are awesome. And she's planning on releasing it sometime here in the next couple months. But it was just amazing going there and seeing these guys perform. It was, they sat down and they listened to her song one time, and then the whole band went in the back and just recorded a song that they had heard one time. It's just, it's amazing when you see that kind of talent. You know, it's, you see a lot on the baseball field, but I think in the music world, I've just seen, since I moved to Nashville, it's just amazing to see how talented those people are, whether it's singing, playing, you know, just the passion they have towards music. And it's definitely an exciting thing. I know she's excited for these new songs to come out.
That's awesome. Well, you're right in the heart of it right there in Nashville.
Yeah. You get to see it all there. It's the best of the best. And almost everybody you hear on the radio, especially country radio, pretty much had some ties to Nashville.
That's awesome. Yeah. So any talks of her singing before an Orioles game?
Possibly,
like that?
Yeah. She's been in contact with the Orioles thing about a national anthem. So it's hopefully she gets to do that. And I think it's sometime in June or July. But she's been talking that. They've been trying to get her to do it for the last couple of years. And I think she's kind of pushed it off. But this year she wants to take advantage of it. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.